Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Little pink houses, you don't see those very often anymore. I do have a friend that just sold a house. It's actually kind of a little beach cottage, and it's turquoise, and it sold in a day. She hired my friend Sarah Leonard, and then the offer was rescinded because the parents were involved. So apparently the parents were giving this couple buying this house a significant down payment. Maybe they were helping them buy it outright in cash. I don't know all the details, but the parents are like, nah, not this house. But the house sold again 3 hours later because that's how the housing market is working these days. But as a parent, have you thought about giving your adult kids a down payment or maybe giving them the cash and they pay you back? What do you think about buying a house for a family member? Bankrate explored that because right now to afford a median-priced home, as of February, that's over $400,000. And Americans need a six-figure annual income of $110,000, according to Bankrate's Housing and Income Study. Jeff Ostrowski is with us. He's a Bankrate analyst. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. How are you today?
Well, yeah, thanks for having me, and I'm probably doing a little better because I'm not in the housing market at the moment.
I'm telling you what, it's tight, and when houses go up for sale, they sell pretty darn quick. Sometimes people are, you know, bidding more than what the house might be worth, but because it's a stressful time for people maybe in their 20s to 30s paying off student loan debt and just, you know, that's the beginning of the time where you're starting to make money, what does your research show? How many people lean into their family for down payments or for helping them buy a house?
Yeah, all those factors that you just mentioned are really squeezing first-time buyers especially. So that those are buyers who don't have equity to tap from a previous sale. They're probably just getting started in their careers. Their rent's been going up every year. And so they just don't have a huge nest egg to put towards a down payment. And as you mentioned, our research showed that you now need a six-figure income to afford a median-priced home nationally. And I would say that six figures, typically two buyers, it's still most common that a couple is buying a home. So two people making $100,000. Fortunately for your listeners, it's below six figures in the Midwest. But there are places like California where you need close to $200,000 to afford a median price home. But yes, it is very difficult. And for that reason, there's a significant chunk of homebuyers who are leaning on the bank of mom and dad or the bank of grandma and grandpa to afford a home. And then that opens up all sorts of issues around how do you do this? How do you do it in a responsible way so you're helping your kid and not just creating more issues in the long run.
Right, because a lot of parents and a lot of grandparents think, okay, I have the means to do it. I want to help the next generation succeed, so I'm going to pitch in. What are some of the things that people in that position need to be aware of before they give money for a down payment or buy a house for cash for someone they love?
Yeah, I would say make sure this is what your kid really wants and not just what you want for your kid. I've gotten this question a number of times from parents saying, oh, my kid's just throwing money away on rent and it's driving me crazy and so I'm going to buy them a house. I don't think that's going to work out well for either party. So I would say in the ideal scenario, you've got an adult child who's been saving diligently. Maybe they've lined up some down payment assistance. They're doing all the right things towards homeownership, and they just have a legitimate obstacle, which is that home prices they've been going up, and it's just tough for a lot of first time buyers to get in. So I would say in that case, by all means, help out your kid with some money for the down payment. My advice would be, make sure your adult child is in control of the process. Make sure this is something the adult child really wants. And then figure out some way to structure this so you're not just giving them the money. A lot of down payment assistance programs will forgivable a certain period of time. So if somebody stays in the house for 5 years, the loan might be fully forgiven, whereas if they're out in a year or two, they'll have to repay some of that. So maybe use something like that as you structure this financial assistance for your child. I would just say make sure your child is a complete and willing participant and not that you're not basically forcing the kid or imposing your will on the kid in terms of home ownership.
One of the other things I read that I thought sounded reasonable is a trust, a legal arrangement through which the parent buys a house in the name of the trust and specifies in their trust that the house will be passed on to the child upon their death. That's one way to manage it, right?
Yeah, that is the one way, and that's common for parents of adult children who maybe have health problems or a disability that makes it hard for them to afford a house on their own, and the parent wants to make sure that the child's provided for after the parent dies. So I would say that's a more rare situation, and that one gets complicated in terms of what's the situation with the child, who's going to be the caretaker for that child after the parents die. And so that gets kind of far beyond the scope of just a housing decision and more into a healthcare decision and an estate planning decision. So there's a lot to think about there.
What about mortgage co-signing? Is that the more common one, mortgage co-signing?
That's definitely a possibility. And that's another one where I would just advise parents to tread cautiously. I guess it's a possibility, but you want your adult child to be financially independent, and I would say that the farther that you delve into some of these assistance-type programs, I mean, they're well-meaning, but I don't know how well you're setting up your child for long-term success if you're doing things like co-signing a mortgage.
Right. We have less than a minute left, but I did want you to address this about what happens to the housing market in an election year. Can you quickly lay that out for us?
Yeah, well, that's one where there's always a lot of talk. Every 4 years, there's a lot of talk about uncertainty and maybe sellers or buyers are sitting on the sideline. And there's a lot of anecdotal evidence, a lot of people talk about that, but there's no actual evidence that the presidential elections affect housing markets. The housing markets move on supply and demand. They move with mortgage rates. They move with broader economic trends. Presidential elections really don't have much effect on housing markets.
Good to know. And all of this info is at bankrate.com, right?
It is, yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. That's Jeff Ostrowski, Bankrate Analyst. The news is next with Steve on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.